This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A body believed to be a missing Sun Prairie woman was found on a farm field Tuesday. Sun Prairie police say the body discovered by a Dane County Sheriff's deputy matches the description of 27-year-old Ingrid Isamar Valverde Ponce, who was last seen Saturday and reported missing on Sunday. An autopsy by the Dane County Medical Examiner will determine the identity of the body. A man last known to be with Valverde Ponce was arrested for providing false information during the investigation of her missing persons case. He's being held in Dane County Jail. When you go to vote in the spring election, you'll adhere to Wisconsin's voter ID law. You'll also be voting on the law. Republican lawmakers have passed a measure to add the voter ID law to the ballot. If it passes, it'll be added to the state constitution. Republicans claim it reduces voter fraud. Representative Dave Maxey of New Berlin says, quote, "It helps maintain public confidence in our electoral outcomes, reinforces the principle of one vote, one person," end quote. Experts and advocates say the voter ID law disproportionately affects people of color and those with economic disadvantages because they're less likely to have a state ID. The Wisconsin Supreme Court heard arguments Tuesday over how the Department of Natural Resources can enforce the state's hazardous spill laws when it comes to PFAS. Conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley says the DNR doesn't have the authority to force cleanups until the legislature decides how much PFAS can be considered hazardous. Liberal Justice Jill Karofsky says the argument from Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce is misleading because the DNR has the authority to regulate spills whether or not the individual chemical is listed in state statutes. The court's liberal majority may make a ruling on the issue before the spring elections, when Liberal Justice Ann Walsh Bradley will be stepping down. Senator Howard Markline submitted a public comment to the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration in opposition to its proposed emergency response standard. The proposed emergency response standard would place additional requirements on local fire departments, including increased training hours, annual vehicle operator training mandatory written plans, and more. Fire departments will have to follow and comply with these provisions, regardless of size or location.
I have heard from many of the 60 fire districts in my Senate district. I am very concerned about the proposed OSHA rules as they are. This one-size-fits-all approach does not work for rural Wisconsin. The proposed rule includes about 1,500 mandatory requirements.
OSHA estimates the cost of compliance will be $14,000 per year for small volunteer fire departments. Senator Markline does not have a role in the rulemaking process because OSHA is a federal agency. However, the proposed rule is open for public comment through Friday. The case documented in the Netflix series Making a Murderer may go back in court. Stephen Avery's appeal is on a list of opinions set for release today. Avery, along with his nephew Brandon Dassey, are serving life sentences for the 2005 murder of Teresa Halbach. Avery's defense team has filed an appeal to reverse his conviction. Avery has made multiple attempts to appeal his conviction and get a new trial. Brendan Dassey will be able to ask for parole in 2048. Dassey appealed his conviction to the United States Supreme Court. The justices declined to hear his case. Senator Howard Markline submitted a public comment to the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration in opposition to its proposed emergency response standard. The proposed emergency response standard would place additional requirements on local fire departments, including increased training hours, annual vehicle operator training mandatory written plans, and more. Fire departments will have to follow and comply with these provisions, regardless of size or location.
I have heard from many of the 60 fire districts in my Senate district. I am very concerned about the proposed OSHA rules as they are. This one-size-fits-all approach does not work for rural Wisconsin. The proposed rule includes about 1,500 mandatory requirements.
OSHA estimates the cost of compliance will be $14,000 per year for small volunteer fire departments. Senator Mark Lyne does not have a role in the rulemaking process because OSHA is a federal agency. However, the proposed rule is open for public comment through Friday. The case documented in the Netflix series Making a Murderer may go back in court. Stephen Avery's appeal is on a list of opinions set for release today. Avery, along with his nephew Brandon Dassey, are serving life sentences for the 2005 murder of Teresa Halbach. Avery's defense team has filed an appeal to reverse his conviction. Avery has made multiple attempts to appeal his conviction and get a new trial. Brendan Dassey will be able to ask for parole in 2048. Dassey appealed his conviction to the United States Supreme Court. The justices declined to hear his case. With high respiratory illness activity throughout Wisconsin, the Department of Health Services urges you to get vaccinated against respiratory illnesses as soon as possible and reminds you it's not too late to get the protection that can help avoid serious illness this season. Flu, COVID-19, and RSV activity levels are increasing across the state and nationwide. Emergency department visits due to respiratory viruses have also increased, especially in infants, young children, and older adults. Brandy Anderson is the Richland County Public Health Nurse. In addition to getting vaccinated, you can take simple actions to increase your protection levels, keeping yourself and loved ones safer this season.
We strongly encourage good hand washing, staying home if you're sick, you know, if you're starting to feel unwell, if you have a cough, sore throat, fever, those kind of things. We really do want you to stay home until you're feeling better. You know, getting tested for illnesses, going to your doctor and seeing if there's something that you maybe need treatment or some type of medication for. That's not always the case, but it's always certainly a good idea to maybe call your doctor's office or your local health care provider to see if that's something that's appropriate for you. But definitely good hand washing, taking care of yourself, getting plenty of rest, sleep, nutrition, all of those things do play a big part in preventing you from getting sick.
70 units of blood were collected Tuesday at the Muscadet Community Blood Drive, including 20 double red cell donations for the American Red Cross. The next Muscadet Community Blood Drive will be held Tuesday, March 25th from 11:30 to 5:30 and is available for scheduling now. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
A Packers coach has a job interview. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, Green Bay Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley has been invited by the New York Jets to interview for their head coaching position. How did the Packers defense perform under Hafley? Matt LaFleur.
You make the necessary adjustments and you put your guys in position, and then ultimately those guys got to go out there and execute. And I thought Hafley did an outstanding job, and it's not just Half, it's our entire defensive staff did a really good job with that.
Mike McCarthy interviewed last night with the Chicago Bears. NBA. The Bucks with a win at home, 122-93 over the Orlando Magic. Giannis with 26 points. Damian Lillard led with 30.
You know, one of the main things was pace. Just seeing it on film and seeing how much better my rhythm to the game is and my timing and just my movements are when I get the ball up the floor with pace. It's good for our team, but it's also been good for me.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for some fun indoor entertainment, given the frigid temperatures on the way, here are some movies that might interest you. There continues to be no shortage of horror films, and if that is your genre of choice, check out a new take on the age-old classic Wolfman, starring Julia Garner of Ozark fame. Also opening in wide release is the comedy One of Them Days, starring Kiki Palmer and musical artist SZA, which tells the story of two roommates scrambling to pull rent money together. At the time of this reading, the film is pulling a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, and SZA's acting chops have impressed critics. Coleman Domingo's role continues. The film Sing Sing will be re-released this weekend. And if you happen to be incarcerated, you're in luck as well. The film will be playing in correctional facilities all across America, and that makes sense since Sing Sing tells the story of teaching rehabilitation through the arts and has almost a perfect audience and critic score on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. If you're looking for a trip down TV memory lane and were a fan of the show Twin Peaks, this might pique your interest. The murder mystery drama set in the Pacific Northwest will be available on Blu-ray box set. In addition to all the seasons, there will be 27 hours of behind the scenes and extra features. The box set doesn't officially drop until February 3rd, but you can currently pre-order it on Amazon for a cool $56. Actors work odd jobs to pay rent before their big break. For actor David Schwimmer, one of the gigs included serving divorce papers after his freshman year in college, thanks to his lawyer mother. The Friends actor and star of the new show Goosebumps told Stephen Colbert he once served singer Rod Stewart with divorce papers. Apparently, Alana Stewart, Rod's wife at the time, no longer wanted his body or thought he was sexy. Goosebumps is available to stream on Peacock. Award show nominations are pouring in this time of year. Great movies wouldn't be great movies without a really good script. The Writers Guild of America has announced its nominations for the 77th annual WGA Awards. Nominations for Best Screenplay in the Feature Film category include Anora, A Complete Unknown, Challengers, Wicked, and Nickel Boys. The British Academy of Film and TV Awards also announced its nominations for Best Feature Film yesterday, and there was a little bit of crossover. The BAFTA Best Feature Film nominations also included Anora and A Complete Unknown, but not Wicked, Nickel Boys, or Challengers. In addition to Anora and A Complete Unknown, Conclave led the way with 12 nominations, followed closely by Emilia Perez with 11. The fifth nominee, The Brutalist, drew 9 nominations. So many award shows to watch, so little time. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wava, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today, although we will see a little sunshine off and on at times. Our high right around 33 this afternoon. Tonight, 21. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high near 40. And then after that, hang on, it's going to get really cold later this weekend into the first part of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.